collaborative,
part of the community, the next idea. When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
Michigan is climbing out of the pit of the Great Recession. Detroit has made it through that historic bankruptcy. Promising signs of recovery are really all around the state. Now could be the time for a new approach to solving some age-old social problems, and that approach is social entrepreneurship. That's the focus of the next idea from Jamie Shea. He's the Managing Director of Investments for Mission Throttle. It's a Southeast Michigan-based venture capital firm, and they focus on investing in Michigan social enterprises. Good to have you with us, Jamie.
It's great to be on the show. Thanks so much.
Tell us more about what constitutes a social enterprise exactly.
Sure. So a social enterprise is an organization, and it can be both a for-profit and a nonprofit, that is looking to solve social problems and using commercial or business strategies in which to do it. And these could be problems around health, education, environment, basic needs, whatever it might be.
Can you give us some examples here in Michigan?
Sure. So an example on, say, on the nonprofit side, or what we also refer to as a for impact organization, could be something like Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity obviously has one side of its work where it focuses on building new homes for individuals that need that type of housing. And then it also has its Habitat for Humanity Restores, where it actually sells used appliances, reclaimed building materials, furniture, at a discount for those same individuals, and then drives revenue for the parent organization as well. So it's able to essentially achieve its mission through two different mechanisms.
In your essay that you wrote for The Next Idea, you talked about an interesting place called a group called Urban Ashes.
Urban Ashes is a great organization. So Urban Ashes takes urban salvaged wood and also wood from deconstructed homes, and it makes custom wood products out of that, picture frames, tables, whatever it may be. And the employees that are actually making those frames and making the tables are all individuals that are returning citizens coming out of prison and that are looking for employment. And there's a stat that's sort of well-known within the sector, which is that if you can find gainful employment for an individual who's coming back from prison for longer than 6 months, the likelihood of them going back to prison dramatically decreases. And so the goal with that organization is to both reduce the amount of wood that's going into the landfill, reduce the number of people that go back into prison, and then simultaneously have an actual cash flow to be able to support that ongoing impact in perpetuity.
Jamie, what does a social enterprise like Urban Ashes, what does it bring that more traditional nonprofits and then completely for-profit businesses don't?
A lot of it is from the nonprofit side, and the comparison is it's really that ongoing cash flow, and it's the financial self-sustainability. And what happens a lot of time with 501c3s or nonprofits is that they rely on donations in order to continue to do their work. And so if those donations dry up or they change, a lot of time, which is exactly what happens in the time of recession, a lot of times they're no longer able to continue to do their work, or they're first forced to chase after money or chase after donations that aren't totally aligned with the work that they're currently doing. Compared to a traditional for-profit, really the difference is that they are measuring not only their financial return that they're creating, but they're also measuring the social outcomes that they're generating, hopefully positive, but also being conscious of negative as well. And so really what we try to look for is what is the overall value that's being created by an organization, and measuring that both in terms of the financial value along with the social value. We combine those two to get what we call the blended return, and that blended return measures the overall value creation for our communities.
Jamie, how widespread are these kinds of social enterprises in Michigan? Are they just beginning, or have they been out there and we just haven't really been aware of this kind of blended approach?
The answer is actually both. And I would say that, you know, the reality is that this mindset has been used by organizations for a long time. We can think of even like a Goodwill, Salvation Army, that have their stores that both relate to their mission and also create revenue that they can then put to their primary mission. At the same time, this notion of sort of like the startup social entrepreneur that's using commercial strategies to drive social impact is something which is relatively new or is becoming more popular. A lot of times we started seeing it in the early years was really people that were from the developed world, the Western world, deploying these strategies in the developing world, either in Africa, Southeast Asia, South America. And while that is incredibly important work, I think one of the most interesting things, particularly as it relates to Detroit, is the recognition that we have some of those same problems right in our own backyards. And so we're saying, how can we take those strategies that we were deploying in Africa and deploy them here to make sure that everyone's able to enjoy the success in terms of the success that some people are seeing in Detroit? How do we allow that to be enjoyed by all of the population as a whole?
You're listening to The Next Idea on Stateside as we talk about social entrepreneurship in Michigan with Jamie Shea. Jamie's the Managing Director of Investments of Mission Throttle, an investment firm specializing in social enterprises. And in your essay for The Next Idea, Jamie, you argue that Michigan has the potential to become the social enterprise capital of the country, and you call it the possibility of being a global laboratory for new ideas to solve so many of our really chronic, intractable problems like homelessness and hunger, environmental degradation. That's a pretty bold statement. What makes Michigan, in your eyes, so ripe for this leadership role?
Well, I think there's a few different things that make Michigan ripe for it. And I think one is that there's an openness to it. And I think that because of the challenges that Michigan faced, and particularly Detroit over the last 50 years, particularly the last 10, people are open to new ideas. And I think that's probably one of the most important elements of it. And I think that there is a great story, and that Michigan and Detroit are attracting the people from around the country that really want to solve real problems. And so I think it's a really unique opportunity for Michigan to be able to promote itself as being the place which is the best in the country to be able to practice these types of social innovations and social enterprises. And it's something which is, from a job standpoint and a career standpoint, something which has become more and more attractive to the younger generation. I think Detroit has got a really nice opportunity to be able to say this is the best place to come and do that if you want to solve real problems for real people and actually be part of the community that's benefiting from your work. There's no better place, in my opinion, to do it.
Your idea for spurring growth in social enterprises in Michigan takes a cue from across the pond over to Great Britain. Tell us about what they're doing there.
So part of, obviously, one of the most important things is how you spur investment into these social enterprises. And so it's looking at how do we think about the impact that's created through these investments and relate them to some of the tax benefits that people are able to enjoy through their donations. And so in England at the moment, when you make an impact investment, you're actually able to write off that investment in a similar way from your overall income, so you reduce your taxes in the same way that you are in the United States with your donations. And so the idea is to create something similar to that, but here in Michigan, it would be wonderful to do it at a national level as well, to be able to create a similar tax incentive, because what we're really trying to do is compensate individuals that are creating positive social value and not necessarily being rewarded for it from a financial standpoint. And this is in the case in particular where people make what we call a below market rate or a concessionary investment. And so an example of that would be where maybe a school needs a new building, and it could go potentially to a bank, and the bank may say, I need to charge 10% or whatever it might be from an interest standpoint. You could go to an impact investor, and the impact investor will say, well, I'm willing to give you a loan at 5%. And so the impact investor there is essentially given up 5% of interest a year. And the question is, how do we actually reward them for doing that? And so that's the idea of you'd actually get a tax deduction for the amount of money that you would be due, the same way if you'd given that money as a donation.
So what's the challenge in your essay and in our conversation, Jamie? How do you envision the future of Michigan's social enterprise industry, if you will?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that we need to get more and more organizations thinking this way, being comfortable with it, and then also committing to it. Because a lot of these things take 4, 5, 6, 7 years in order to be able to mature. I mean, it's just the way that new organizations operate. And so I think there's a a need to be continually flexible. And I think there's also needs to be a continued openness in looking at the new ways to be able to succeed. I mean, I think as Detroit has begun to rebound, which is incredible to be part of and incredible to witness, I think we also have to continue to remember that there are parts of the community that are not benefiting as much as others, and that we still need to be very conscious about how we reach the populations that are most at risk, and think about new ways in order to do, or think about the new ways in which we can do it, and still remain committed to that as other parts of the city continue to flourish.
You've been listening to The Next Idea as we've talked about social entrepreneurship in Michigan with Jamie Shea, Managing Director of Investments of Mission Throttle, an investment firm that specializes in social enterprises. Jamie, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We like to end each segment of The Next Idea with a question to get your thoughts. After talking about social entrepreneurship and investing in new ideas to solve social problems, we want to know this. For those of you who make charitable donations, just how do you decide which organizations should receive your hard-earned money? What factors do you look at before you donate? Let us know in the comments section below Jamie's essay on MichiganRadio.org or on Twitter at NextIdeaMI or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page.